For our practice of awareness of awareness, it's very important to begin with deep relaxation of settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. The natural state of the body is relaxed, still, and vigilant. And if you discover any points of tension or of pain, even in your body, allow your breath to be drawn to that point and then release it into space as you relax more and more deeply on each exhalation. You need to relax the body so that your mind can feel an existential sense of ease. You won't get very far on this path if you're pushing or striving to achieve something. Just relax and be present with what is. This physical relaxation gives rise to a sense of ease which allows relaxation and that relaxation enables you to have the courage to release grasping of all kinds. Grasping to the future, grasping to the past or the present. Who you are, and clinging to appearances as some sort of proof of who you are. The natural state of speech is effortless silence, which means not just talking, but the mental chatter that fills most of our waking moments. Release that into effortless silence. Let your awareness be as still as space and your body as still as a mountain. Now let your eyes be at least partially open. So that you can perceive the space in front of you. Let your gaze rest unfocused in the space between you and whatever objects are in the distance. Just let your gaze land somewhere in the space between. Let's begin our entry into this path of shamatha without a sign by practicing the familiar Dzogchen approach to mindfulness of breathing. Know the difference between stillness and motion. And let your awareness rest primarily in the knowing of the stillness and spaciousness of awareness. But let your peripheral awareness, say another 30%, know the rhythm of the breath. When you breathe in long, know you are breathing in long. When you breathe out long, know you are breathing out long. Now release the peripheral awareness of the rhythm of the breath and simply rest in the stillness of your lucid, clear, and discerning awareness. Release all appearances on the exhalation and rest in what remains. The sheer luminous knowing of awareness. As soon as an appearance arises, recognize that it has arisen, and release it into space on the exhalation. So all that remains to your knowing is the knowing of luminous cognizance. This is just the opposite of grasping. Releasing whatever comes up. Nothing sticks. This is a Teflon-like awareness. Give your full attention and awareness to the fact that you are aware. This experience of knowing that you are aware may be the most certain knowledge that you can have. There's no doubting that you are aware. as an antidote to the laxity that may set in the absence of stimulating appearances. With each inhalation, really accent the luminosity of your awareness. The brilliance of knowing. The luminosity will prove to be an antidote to laxity. In the absence of appearances, the one thing that you know is that you are aware. With the inhalation, it is as if there is a mirror in deep space, and the sunlight behind you is being reflected off this mirror, and awareness becomes aware of itself. When thoughts or images or memories arise in this still awareness, release the appearance on the exhalation into space. As you release into space, it is as if you are traveling through empty space with the sun behind you, and there's nothing to reflect it. There is an emptiness of appearance. But this space is filled with energy. Let your mindfulness sustain the continuity of awareness. Awareness, knowing awareness. and let your introspection recognize any appearances to the mind as if they are a thief at the window, and release them into space on the exhalation. As soon as your introspection notes the slightest laxity, an absence of vividness, or being spaced out, invigorate awareness by arousing the luminosity of your awareness on the inhalation. When your awareness feels balanced, so that as you release your awareness into space, you retain the luminous knowing, and when you invert your awareness on the luminosity, that it retains this spacious quality. When you arrive at that balance, then just rest in this resplendent emptiness.